let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. As children, we are captivated by stories of huge, fantastical creatures, woolly mammoth, pterodactyl. The prevailing wisdom, though, is these species are long extinct. But new evidence, uncovered by author Gerald McIsaac, cast doubt on these widely held assumptions. McIsaac gathered stories from the elders of the First Nation, those who were formerly referred to as Indians, Native Americans, or Aboriginals. First Nation elders provided Gerald with detailed descriptions of six species, long thought to be extinct. Now, in his book, Bird from Hell, he separates fact from fiction by comparing eyewitness accounts of these species with scientific opinion concerning their identity. His conclusion is that these huge species are not extinct. Gerald is a Caucasian mountain man who has lived among the First Nations, people of the Western North America, for over 30 years. The elders were providing him with detailed description of various animals, including the woolly mammoth, the dragon, the Loch Ness Monster, Sasquatch, and the mega bear, and the dire wolf, among others. Now, in his book, he describes his solitary quest for these magnificent species in the vastness of the remote mountains. Gerald McIsaac, author of Bird from Hell, our guest on This Week in America. Gerald, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Rick.
What an amazing story. Sasquatch, I got that out. I'm stumbling because all of these things, I'm just amazed. We're told these really don't exist. They make great stories as kids, but as we grow up, we find that they don't exist. And you found out that that's not really the case, is it? I mean, what a discovery you've made that these things that we thought were just stories that we were told growing up, actually there's some truth to these, isn't there?
A great deal of truth. In Sasquatch in particular, I refer to them as giants. A great many people are looking for them, but they're looking for them in the wrong way. The wrong approach, exactly. So in my book, I give a detailed description of the animals and how to find them. The people who are looking for these and the pterodactyl are doing everything wrong.
Which is amazing. And you point that out in the book, Bird from Hell, and you take scientists to task as well. Talk about that. You talk about they're great in theories and working with concepts like that, but they're missing out on what's going on in the real world out there. How much are scientists at fault for not doing the proper research? So we know these species that we thought were extinct are still out there.
Especially the pterodactyl, I'm concerned. Preys upon women and children. Girls of childbearing age, it attacks because it smells the blood. And children are easier to pick up and carry away. My conscience is clear. As far as I'm concerned, the scientists are not doing their job. And if they do their job properly, they are facing career suicide. The way that it's set up, the political structure is set up under capitalism, they want no change when it is. So people like myself who say these animals don't exist are not welcomed. Any scientist who suggests it commits career suicide. That's a sad fact, but that's the way it is.
This is just an amazing book, Bird from Hell, the third edition by Gerald McIsaac, our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get that information. Tell me how this all evolved for you when you started hearing stories from the groups that I had talked about telling you, no, they exist, and they obviously gave you enough information that you gave them credibility. When did you first start hearing stories? Well, in fact, let's go back to the beginning. Did you feel these species were extinct as all of us were taught?
Yes, I took the scientists at their word.
Yes.
I actually into it. I find the scientists contradict each other and they contradict themselves. So they say dinosaurs are extinct. At the same time, they say, birds are dinosaurs. I say, which is it? They say there are no mass extinctions of reptiles. They also say there were five mass extinction of reptiles, including the pterodactyl. I say, which is it? It can't be both. And I am convinced they are still very much alive. And I've been working many years to prove it, and I've gotten this far. Now I am going to the public, members of the public, suggesting that we, the public, do that which the scientists should be doing, but are not or will not do. They have their careers to worry about.
Yes, and you talk about
how...
I
don't have any career to...
Well, you talk about how we can help, and that's something that's important in reading the book Bird from Hell by Gerald McIsaac, our guest on the program. What are you asking us to do? How can we assist in the research and the documentation?
Well, the directions are in the book. It is not difficult. For example, the Sasquatch are on Vancouver Island. They're on the reserves on Vancouver Island. After sundown, the people who live on the reserves stay off the beach. So I am suggesting a simple matter, for example, of going to the reserves on the island, meeting with the elders, getting them behind us, and then instead of chasing the Sasquatch, attract them, put out gifts for them on the beach with the assistance of the First Nation people who live on those reserves. Put out gifts like food, like mirrors, steel mirrors, like toys. Let them know we're being friendly. We want to attract them. We do not want to hunt them, as is currently being done, especially in Texas, where it is now legal to kill Sasquatch. I consider that an act of murder. I am dead set against it. We have to meet them, prove they exist, have laws passed to protect them. They are members of a different species of human. As such, they have the right to live their lives as they see fit. We have no right to impose our laws upon them.
George, Gerald McIsaac, our guest on the program, his book is Bird from Hell, third edition. And he's coming to us, if you're watching on Skype, watching on YouTube, you'll see the pictures of decent quality, figuring out where you are. Where exactly are you? You're not really in a large population area, are you?
Not hardly. This is a very small place, a reserve in northwestern Canada, northern British Columbia. We're about 350 kilometers or 200 miles from the nearest town, which is out of Mackenzie, logging roads to the nearest town, and we're a village of several hundred people, so it's certainly not a metropolis. We're right out in the middle of nowhere, and I will say that when my mother-in-law recognized, I say she recognized, a picture of an elephant, that is when I knew that the woolly mammoth, she saw one in her lifetime, because she spent all her life in these mountains, in log cabins, no electricity, no running water, Yet she recognized that picture, and they call it the hairy elephant. That's when I knew this animal's still alive. At that point, I asked the people the one question no one else has ever asked them. I asked them to describe this demon that so terrorizes them, this bird from hell, devil bird, they call it. And they described it to me, and they gave me a detailed, accurate description of a pterodactyl.
It's amazing. And all of this unfolds in Gerald's book, Bird from Hell. This is the third edition available, of course, as I mentioned, at Amazon. What was it like when they came to you, the elders from the First Nation that we mentioned, and convinced you that these species that we all thought were extinct really were not? Were you skeptical at first? Obviously won over at some point by the credibility of their observations.
Well, I asked the two girls dropped by, and when I asked them to describe, they call it Singy Jay in their language, the devil bird in English, and when I asked them to describe it and they described it, I was fortunately sitting down. If I was not sitting down, I swear yes. to God, I would have fallen down. The last thing I expected, it never occurred to me that the pterodactyl of all animals, which the scientists swear up and down, has been extinct for 65 million years, and yet it is here, very much alive and well, living among us and preying upon us, killing our women and children. And this has got to stop. I just have got to get the people, the members of the public, involved in locating this animal, proving it exists, and giving warning to people, especially women and children. Stay inside after sundown. This animal is nocturnal. It avoids the light. It comes out of those caves after sundown, and it preys upon us. It also preys upon horses and cattle. It kills them with this poison gas it releases. And that is why farmers are going frantic with their livestock being found dead in the morning and mutilated. And it is terrible, but as long as livestock is left outside after sundown, it too will continue to be killed by these prehistoric monsters. And there's nothing we can do about that.
From an observational standpoint, what have you seen?
I have only seen the dire wolf. That too is supposed to be extinct.
Yes.
It supposedly went extinct 10,000 years ago at the end of the last ice age. I have seen several of them, and those wolves are huge, the size of deer, and they are not afraid of us. So the dire wolf is well named. It is supremely dangerous. They come right into the village and they prey upon dogs. The other animals, I know for a fact they exist, and as yet I'm able to prove this, but with the help of the public, I'm sure I will be able to do just that.
In this book, and the book is Bird from Hell, third edition, Gerald McIsaac is our guest. The book's available at Amazon. If you Google McIsaac, is M-C-I-S-A-A-C. The book, like I say, at Amazon, you can link onto our website, This Week in America, and get information. This has been what I would describe sort of a solitary quest for you. Talk about that. And are there times when you're thinking, will anybody listen to me? I'm bringing you this information. Now I need help. But what has this quest been like for you? Because it's become a passion and a mission for you, hasn't it?
Passion is the word. My wife can testify to that. I'm driving crazy. As she put it, she don't want to hear one more word, Buffalo Devil Bird. Yes, passion. I cannot rest. I cannot rest until they prove the existence of this monster. My conscience is clear, I say, because even though it continues to prey upon women and children, I am doing everything in my power to let the members of the public know this animal exists. My First Nation in-laws have absolutely no doubt that they exist. The elders are completely behind me. They are also convinced that I am crazy because I go out there into the mountains alone hunting this animal, and they think it is a demon, an evil spirit. They think bullets have no effect on it. They think I am committing suicide. But Caucasian friends or non-native friends think I am crazy because I'm hunting that which does not exist. My First Nations friends are convinced I am crazy because I am hunting that which does exist. So, but I have, this is, I'm, it is my duty to prove this animal exists. I cannot and will not rest until this animal is proven to exist. I'm hoping and praying members of the public will assist me in this quest.
And you can find out how by reading Gerald's book, Bird from Hell, Third Edition. A couple minutes left in the program. How close do you think you are to proving and being able to give credible information to the government, to scientists, to the American public? Are you getting closer, do you feel?
There's a good chance this winter, when we get more snowfall, someone can go out on skidoo to where the caves of this animal are. The caves are. It's very close to the village, within 20 miles or less, on an old logging road, which is inaccessible at the moment. The bridges are out, but it can be reached by logging on these old logging roads on skidoos. And then someone can send in drones into those caves. And I suspect the animal, for sure, they're in the caves. They will attack that drone. And that will be, we'll get that on video, these animals attacking the drone inside those caves. From there, I'm sure they will get the attention of the scientists. They will go out there with their own equipment and locate these animals. They're in the mountains within 20 miles of this village, but in the mountains around the world, they can be reached. The scientists can go in there with drones, with cameras, and they can prove they exist. If the scientists will not do it, it's up to us, members of the public, to prove these animals exist. I'm hoping this winter we will make the breakthrough.
Well, and we've got the technology. You mentioned drones that are being used for so many things. And this is perfect for what you're attempting to use them for. And please stay in touch with us during the winter. Let us know if anything positive has developed up there in terms of the confirmation. Gerald McIsaac has been our guest on the program. His book is Bird from Hell, Third Edition. It's an eye-opener. There's a call to action that all of us can read and take part in and help Gerald on the mission that he's begun for and working on for years. Gerald, thank you for being with us on the program. Amazing internet connection all the way up there where you are, better than in some of the larger parts of the states here. So thank you for taking the time to be with us on the program. Please stay in touch. Let us know what you're finding there.
Thank you, sir. I certainly will.
Gerald McIsaac, our guest on the program, the book Bird from Hell, Third Edition. It's available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for all the information. Link on directly to information on Gerald's book. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.